Now, let's discuss how the StreamFlow is configured for data collection. First, a good practice is to reset the configuration to the factory defaults to ensure there are no previous configurations loaded into the ADCP. Then, select Change Settings from the Configuration menu, which will bring up a new window. This new window allows you to enter site-specific conditions that are used to configure the StreamPro. First, the number of ensembles to use for edge data should remain at 10. These ensembles are averaged and used for estimation of edge discharges. The magnetic variation is only necessary when using a GPS, which is not an option when collecting data with a PDA in the StreamPro. When using a GPS with a StreamPro, Wind River 2 must be used for data collection. The transducer depth for the StreamPro should be measured at the site and entered into the software here. The maximum stream depth and velocity are also entered here. Initially, take a guess based on prior knowledge of the site and observations of the river, with the understanding that a probing or test transect can be conducted and these values changed if needed. At the bottom of the page are the fields for setting the number of bins and the size of those bins. These values should typically not be edited manually. The default box should remain checked.